conversation between three brothers, Willie, Fred, and Cliff, recorded in our home at Belford. We're all natives of Belford, and are we getting our known lad?
Grand. I just remember about that time when we was at Chillingham, you know. I went up, and that was the first time I was away from him, you know. And I was camped above the stables, like, sitting in the... above the stables, and sleeping on a shaky dune. And I was sleeping between my father and Uncle Wally. And the first thing I heard all night was a hoolock hooting at the window. No, I never heard of that. The hoolock kind of kick, you know. So I just had a cuddle dune.
I can mind a hoin boot all in the wire when they fight all the middle of the night. To get the...
What? Mind the wire some day.
You're lucky now, Cliff. You have no to that again, Paul.
No, Cliff's a crafty lad.
Did my fella snore when you used to see him?
Oh, I snore, he could stop me.
Alright, and can you mind the straw mattresses? Was that... That part, you had to dig a bit of wool with a hammer shank to have there.
Well, you put your...
Put your bit of wool under the side, you see.
Now we've had some overdoes.
Where did they cook in them?
There was no cooking. Just out the tin.
Wooly had a prime stove, can you mind, Uncle Wooly? Prime stove. And now we carried enough stuff up last week. It was hiding by the wind.
Yes, and then we just lived on bread and cheese after.
And there's very much cheese, no but bread at the finish.
When I went up, there was a table full of dirty dishes. I had to join in and wash out the dishes. I was a laddie, you know.
ELCB.
Inside the valley. We went up to Terriers now.
It was a rough and doing what we had at the Terriers. There was no jipper in and out. You get no cooks from the window. If you had money, don't. But I had ham and shank.
You know, we used to get up in the morning, get more breakfast, bread and cheese and stuff for your breakfast, you know, and a bit cold beef, and then we used to get a bit of walking.
Ah, but you had to get up the pump to the whittle.
Oh, aye, yes. In the stable yard. And then Willie was supposed to come here at tight end, he said, boil the kettle, put the fire on, boil the kettle. And we used to come back here about 10 minutes later, you see. And when we come here, the fire just about out again. No kettle on, and Willie lying flat on the floor, reading a book. Never the kettle boiled none out, and then we had to start boiling the kettle, wash the dishes, and Willie was still reading the same paper, maybe his last year's paper.
Then just the same feeding it.
Yes, the same.
And then he got the bread and blink there.
That's what he got.
And then we did well when we got him. If we'd have had a good feed when we got him.
That was when he was building the hay shed, like.
Aye. When he fell onto Uncle Wally and knocked his...
Aye.
Yeah, knocked his neck.
I get him a click of the neck. Fell right on top of his feet.
Was that the time when he had the good bike?
No, that was it, lying. A puncture every morning.
But can you mind that then when we come for Chillingham sport? And late at the... had to have the... I tell you, we're...
been a
tough thing. Can you mind the Jack Hutchison? He had a grandmother that had tired teeth in with good blood.
She was that high. She lived to natural age.
She did. And then she lived for about 20 years.
After that. Three doctors, you know.
My doctor took a shake and one card one.
Maybe it was a card window, Jack, I reckon.
Took a shake and had a tired teeth and were been busted.